Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Please welcome GM Lockport Operations Plant Director, Ken Johnson.
Hey, good afternoon. Thank you all for joining us today. So, it's been a century since Harrison Radiator Company first joined General Motors family. Since that time, the business has evolved. But one thing that's remained constant is all your hard work and your dedication to driving GM manufacturing strategy forward. In fact, I know many of you out there are second and third generation workers in this plant. And that's really a testament to the impact that this operation has had on the Lockport community. I'm so proud of the work that you all do here, and I'm excited to have you learn about what's next in our future. Thank you.
Please welcome to the stage Interim Shop Chairman, UAW Local 686, Jeremy Huber.
Good morning, everyone. This is a great day for the members of the UAW Local 686. Thank you all for your steadfast commitment and support. Together, our hard work and dedication has ensured Lockport Operations will play a key role in the future of General Motors. Unfortunately, Vice President Dittus and Director Binns were not able to attend today's events, but they ask that we pass on their congratulations to our members for always putting our best effort forward to better our business footprint and for the work that we do in our communities. Thank you. Go Bills!
Please welcome General Motors Executive Vice President, Global Manufacturing and Sustainability, Gerald Johnson.
Good morning. Today is going to be a great day here in Lockport. Probably not as good as winning a playoff game last weekend, but close, okay? I thank you guys for joining us. It's good to be back. I'm here to share some exciting news about the future of General Motors Lockport operations, and particularly GM's commitment to manufacturing here in Western New York. GM will invest $154 million here at Lockport, with most of that investment supporting electric motor production for our groundbreaking Ultium electric vehicle platform, which will bring our all-new EVs to life, including our future electric trucks and SUVs. This will be a good time to applaud. Not every day we get $154 million of investment. But specifically, production will be a crucial stator module that's part of the electric motor assembly, and that production will be right here under this roof, in fact, in this building. The other portion of the investment will support our current product portfolio with components that support current and future truck production, including the vehicles we make today in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Site renovations here at Lockport will start immediately, providing greater security for our current workforce and adding another 230 new positions here in the plant between 2023 and 2026 as we ramp up. This investment is the next step in GM's journey to an all-electric future, and we want to make sure we bring everyone, all of our GM team, along with us. In fact, this new, larger workforce will play a crucial role and GM's parallel manufacturing strategy, which leverages our established manufacturing infrastructure as we transition to an all-EV future. We'll be producing a new stator module within the same complex as the radiators and condensers and heater cores and other thermal management products that this team already produces with world-class quality. And we're using a similar strategy at other locations. For example, Spring Hill, Tennessee assembly facility will produce current Cadillac SUVs and the all-new Cadillac Lyriq EV starting later this year. Parallel manufacturing enables GM to scale EV production capacity like few other manufacturers while managing the production of our current vehicle portfolio during the changeover to 100% EVs. Basically, it positions us to build whatever our customers desire. It's our competitive advantage, and we couldn't do it without the skill and experience of our workforce, everyone here in Lockport, and our other Western New York team members. All help to strengthen our network of 95,000 problem solvers around the globe who bring over 1.5 million years of collective experience to our plants every day. That includes the production operators, tradespeople, manufacturing engineers, materials drivers, quality team members, and more, all of you that are here today with all your experience. This institutional knowledge helps us to pivot with unmatched agility to build a brighter future. And it wouldn't be possible without the right people with the right skills, moving and working together as one team. So I'd also like to acknowledge the critical support at the local, state, and federal levels, along with the cooperation of the UAW, all of which help make today possible. We're grateful to be joined today by U.S. Senator Majority Leader Schumer, Mayor Roman, Joan Kessler from Governor Hochul's office, Assemblyman Michael Norris, and Senator Rob Ort's office. Leader Schumer, I also want to acknowledge your efforts on Build Back Better, and thank you for your strong support of the critical provisions that will help accelerate the adoption of electric vehicles and establish the U.S. as a global leader in electrification. Once again, it's a great day for Lockport, and it's a great day for the future of manufacturing here in Western New York. I want to thank you again for your time, for your skill, for your leadership, and your commitment to helping General Motors become an all-EV operation. Thank you.
Please welcome Senator Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
Well, thank you, everybody, and it is great to be here today. Now, this is a great week for Western... Oh, I'm supposed to take off my mask. Okay. Okay, thank you, everybody. It's great to be here today. And this is a great week for Western New York and Lockport, and not just because of the Bills. But let me tell you something. When it's Allen versus Mahomes, I'm with Allen. Bills by a billion. They're going to win Sunday. As many of you know, I worked hard to keep the Bills here in Buffalo, and now they're doing so good. We're so proud of them. I'm a giant fan in the NFC. They're not doing too well. But New York is so well represented by the Bills. But it's not just a great day because of that. It's a great day because we are here to talk about a four-letter word in Western New York, J-O-B-S. Good paying jobs, union jobs, hundreds of new jobs here at Lockport. And I'm proud of that. Let me say this. Mary Barra, the head of GM, called me a few years ago and said, we have to move electric. We have to turn electric. I said, well, I'll help you. She said, we need federal dollars. I said, I'll help you on one condition. We increase jobs in Western New York. And I mentioned Tonawanda. I mentioned the Lexington plant in Rochester, and of course, the great plant here at Lockport. And I said to her, I want to help with you. I want to help you. But I don't want to see those jobs go to China. We want to make New York and America the center of new electric car manufacturing in the world. And I want to make sure that Western New York gets its fair share of those jobs. And here we are today. Over 230 jobs, all good paying, all union. And in addition, there'll be hundreds of other ancillary jobs because of suppliers and ancillary benefits. When money in good paying jobs flows into Western New York, it not only helps the families who get that money, it helps all the places they spend that money, the stores and the restaurants and the shops and everything else. So it's a real shot in the arm for our whole economy. And even if your family doesn't have somebody working here at the Lockport plant, Lockport will benefit big time, Mayor, in addition to the money we were able to get you in addition. And I want to thank everyone who's here. I want to thank Assemblyman Morris. I want to thank Ken Johnson, our GM plant director. I want to thank Gerald Johnson, who's the executive vice president for global manufacturing. And again, you say global manufacturing, but we don't want to make the mistake that had been made in the past, where too many manufacturing jobs went to China and other places. We need them here in America, and we need them here with our unions. And that's what we tried to do. And I want to thank our mayor of Lockport as well. And finally, of course, Jeremy, our great head of 686. I see he's wearing a Yankee cap. We didn't arrange this, that he would wear a Yankee cap and I'd wear a Bills cap. But I'm a Yankee fan. They did better than the Giants, but not as good as the Bills, because the Bills are going all the way. Okay, so this is a great day. And, you know, electric cars are going to be the future. But the mistakes that were made in the past, where we let other countries take over, where we let non-union jobs take over, should not happen. And GM is committed to making electric cars here in America, and GM is committed to making those jobs be union jobs, and GM is committed to Western New York. So this little sign here, investing in Western New York, is accurate. And I promise all of you and the thousands of others in the UAW here in Western New York, and the retirees and the families, that we are going to watch this like a hawk and make sure all the commitments that were made were kept. We don't want to repeat the mistakes of the past. And with this investment, I want to salute GM, because they are intending to make Western New York one of the centers of electric car manufacturing in the country. And that is very, very important here. The stators that will be made here, in the media, the stators are sort of the one of the central parts of the new engines in the electric cars, are essential to these cars. And the fact that they're being made here in Lockport is so, so important. I've been working on this a long time. And you know, when I see the hundreds of people here in the orange vests, the workers, you're what motivate me. Every one of you has family. Whether it's a husband or a wife or children or parents or brothers or sisters who probably depend on you to bring home that paycheck. And that paycheck's got to be enough to support the family in a decent way. No one's going to get rich being a worker here at Lockport, but at least you can live a decent life and a life in dignity, a life of dignity. And I worked real hard to save union pensions in the ARP bill as well. So when people retire, they'll be able to live a life of dignity and decency as well. You're who I come from. I'm a union family. My grandpa was one of the founders of the paper workers up in Utica. He worked in the tissue factory there. And in fact, one of my best friends, the best friend I played basketball with in high school, a guy named Matt Myers, his father was Sam Myers, the head of 9A of the UAW. So I've been going to UAW meetings ever since I was a kid. And I don't want anyone to think I was a very good athlete, even though I was a basketball player. Our team's motto at Madison was, we may be small, but we're slow. But in any case, I look at you and I see this makes it all worthwhile. All the pushing and shoving to get the kind of legislation we're trying to get done is done for you. And as I said, I'm a union guy all the way, because the unions created the middle class in America, and we got to keep unions going to keep the middle class growing strong in America as well. So this is going to be a great investment, and I hope there'll be more GM in Lockport, in Tonawanda, at the stamping plant, the Ford stamping plant as well. That's not you guys, but you know, maybe when you do good here, they'll do good here too. And we're working on it. Another thing I'm working on, by the way, is to get chips made here in America. The computer chips, which are so important to making our cars, as you know, there's a real shortage, and there have been, you know, temporary layoffs and things like that at auto plants throughout the country. And that's because we only make, this is another example of, we did all the research and designed the chips. And in fact, New York's a center of it. One of the leading centers is over in Albany. But we have a shortage of chips, great shortage. I think only 12% of the chips that cars use, modern cars use, are made in America. We want to restore that. And so we're also trying to get done something called the U.S. Innovation and Competition Act, which will provide money to do chip manufacturing here in the United States. And I am trying to make Western New York a center of the new technology in that U.S. Innovation and Competition Act. There'll be 10 centers, and they can't choose New York City or San Francisco or Austin. They have to choose places that formerly were centers of manufacturing and now have lost that edge. And so I'm fighting hard for Buffalo and Rochester to be one of them, the center in Western New York, which will help us as well. So folks, this is a good day. It's a good day because it means that this Lockport plant has a great future. And I am hoping and praying and will work hard that we can have other great announcements like we're having today. But today, this increase, 230 jobs, cutting edge manufacturing, which is going to grow in the future, not shrink, is really, really important for the workers here, for the community, and for Western New York. So thank you for being here. I want to thank GM for listening and being a great partner. I want to thank the UAW for representing the workers with the strength that it does. And I want to thank all of you for the hard work you do every day to make Western New York having one of the best workforces in the entire country. Thank you. God bless you. Go Bills. Bills by a billion.
Welcome to the stage, City of Lockport Mayor, Michelle Roman.
These are my work boots and they're rubber on the bottom, so they should be okay, meeting safety standards. Good morning, everyone. This is very exciting news, and we're very, very happy to see this happening here in Lockport. Lockport was built on the backs of laborers and workers, and GM, Harrison Radiator, and GM were the central focus of that for decades. And when we lost that, we lost part of our community. And when union work is strengthened, our community is strengthened. No matter how small you became as UAW workers, you still impacted our community in a big way. So the more that you grow, the more we grow as a community. And this is just one example of how you have proven that. All the work that you put into it has shown GM and shown the world that we have workers that can be committed to expanding and bringing more work here. So I thank you very much, and I thank GM for all of their efforts in bringing this here, and we're very excited. Thank you.
And please welcome back GM Lockport Operations Plant Director, Ken Johnson.
Okay, great news team, right? Thank you for everyone who joined us here for this exciting announcement. Senator Schumer, we're really honored to have you here and honored for your support of this initiative. Joan Kesner, thank you for being here on behalf of Governor Hochul. Andrew Dugan, thank you for representing State Senator Ort's office. Assemblyman Norris, we're really glad to see you here as well. And Mayor Roman, we're especially honored for you to be here on your birthday. So happy birthday. And Gerald, thank you for the confidence you've shown in this team. You know that we're not going to let you down. This new work is possible because of the strong relationship we have here with the local 686. And it's that relationship that benefits the business, but also balances that with the needs of the people. So that's our motto. That's what we, as we bring new people in, we use that all the time. We're going to do what's best for the business, but we're also going to do what's best for the people. And that relationship helps us get this kind of work. Our next step in the evolution of GM's Lockport operation is a remarkable one, and it wouldn't be possible without the great work that each of you do here every day. You're helping us bring the mission to bring everybody in, and that's with a capital EV. So congratulations, Lockport team. Thank you, and have even a great day and even a better weekend, and go Bills.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.